contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. Knocking on a door has never been against the law.
First, Javier, it's not your department's role to pry into the medical decisions of American citizens. Second, the economy is already reopened and has been for a year in red states. Third, we trust parents, not the bureaucrats who've misled us consistently, to make important family health decisions. Now, Republican officials are already pushing back, and this is great. Missouri's Governor Mike Parson politely told the feds to take their vaccine evangelization elsewhere. And the Arizona AG, in a letter to President Biden, raised the issue of medical privacy, writing, "I will not tolerate such intrusions within Arizona. If Americans are on the fence about taking the COVID-19 vaccine, it would be most inappropriate for bureaucrats to single them out, regardless of motivations or intentions." Now, the White House is claiming that it's not going to keep vaccination data, a database, and that all door knockers are just going to be volunteers, so don't worry about it. But given their raw obsession with vaccinating kids who rarely get ill from COVID, no wonder few trust them. Now, things are so bad in my old home state of Connecticut that parents there are suing to enjoin a new law that requires kindergartners to be vaccinated even if it violates parents' religious beliefs. But when it comes to directly violating parental rights, D.C. takes the cake. Now, in a story we brought you last night, new legislation there allows children as young as 11 years old to get any vaccine, including COVID-19's, without parental consent.